Blackstone Audio presents The Long Walk by Slavomir Ravitch. Chapter 1. Kharkov and the Lubyanka. It was about 9 o'clock, one bleak November day, that the key rattled in the heavy lock of my cell in the Lubyanka prison, and the two broad-shouldered guards marched purposefully in. I had been walking slowly round, left hand in the now characteristic prisoner's attitude of supporting the top of the issue trousers, which Russian ingenuity supplied without buttons or even string, on the quite reasonable assumption that a man preoccupied with keeping up his pants would be severely handicapped in attempting to escape. I had stopped pacing at the sound of the door opening and was standing against the far wall as they came in. One stood near the door. The other took two or three strides in. "Come," he said. "Get moving." For me, this day, 12 months after my arrest in Pinsk, on the 19th of November, 1939, was to be important. I was being marched off to my trial before the Soviet Supreme Court. Here in Moscow, shambling through the echoing narrow corridors of the Lubyanka, between my two guards, I was a man almost shorn of identity, ill-fed, abysmally lonely, trying to keep alive some spark of resistance in the dank prison atmosphere of studied official loathing and suspicion of me. Just a year before, when the Russian security men walked into the welcome home party my mother had arranged for me in the family house at Pinsk, I was Lieutenant Ravitch of the Polish cavalry, aged 24, slim and smart in my well-tailored uniform and whipcord breeches and shining riding boots. My condition now was a tribute to the unflagging brutalities and the expert subtleties of NKVD.